Let's go ahead and get started. Up first on the line with us is Oregon coach Willie Taggart. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad.
Again, we do have Oregon coach Willie Taggart online. Do we have questions for coach?
Again, that is star one for questions.
Get off easy today, coach. Well, we've got one on here for you.
How about that?
Got
a
little.
Oh, man.
I thought you were going to get away. All right.
Your question comes from Kyle Kinsing with Athlon Sports.
Yeah, coach, kind of generic here, but just your overall impressions of your guys after 1 week.
I thought our guys went out and played hard, played with great effort and enthusiasm, and they were very efficient in what we were asking them to do. And I thought offensively our guys were really, really efficient, and a lot of guys got involved. Whole line did a great job. Receiver did a great job blocking. You look at our backs, they all did well. Our quarterback was efficient. So I was really impressed with the offense. I was impressed with our defense. 5 sacks, 2 interceptions. Kept them under 100 yards rushing. That was pretty cool. So I was really impressed with our football team and the way they went out and competed on Saturday. They were prepared and they played that way. We got to get better with the penalties, but all those things that those feelings that we got, they're all correctable, they're coachable, and we got to coach it a little better.
And I remember in the offseason, one of the things you'd mentioned that was sort of exciting and taking over that job was the embrace that the Eugene community had for Oregon football. Did you notice that really kind of with the home atmosphere there in the opener?
Oh, that was unbelievable. I mean, but you feel it throughout the week, leading up to the week. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's fired up about it. And then when you hear that motorcycle crank up and then you run out of that tunnel and hear all the Oregon fans, this place is special. And you see why everyone talks about Austin and how rowdy the fans are. And it was great. It was great being on that side. The last time I was in Austin.
Your next question comes from Nicole Auerbach with All-American.
Hi, Coach. I was just wondering, in light of the weather and the ash and the fires and everything going on in Oregon, if you could just elaborate on the decision to kind of take the program. I think you're going out towards the coast a little bit today, and just sort of what the approach is with the conditions.
Well, we were monitoring the weather all week, and our doctors and administration have been monitoring and keeping me informed on where the air level was, and we didn't want any distractions. We got a big game this week, and we want to be able to go out and practice like we're used to practicing without any other distractions. And so we decided to go where there wasn't as much smoke, and we can go out and get a good practice in.
Thanks.
Hello?
Any further questions for Coach? And last chance. You have an additional question?
Your question comes from Ashley Adamson with Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach, just real quick. I know you mentioned penalties.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Excellent.
Besides the penalties that you mentioned, kind of where would you like to see the biggest step from week one to week two as you look ahead to Nebraska?
Again, I want us to tackle better on defense. I thought we did a good job rallying to the ball, but we had some opportunity where guys had a chance to get guys down, and we missed tackles, which led to a touchdown a couple of times. Like for our communication on both sides of the ball to be a little better than what it was. But overall, again, I thought our guys were well prepared and really focus in what we wanted them to do. You say besides the penalty turnovers, we can't turn the ball over. We didn't turn it over going in to score once. Running back tried to reach it in the end zone and fumbled, and then We fumble one on kickoff return, so we got to make sure we take care of the ball and then like I said, get rid of those penalties. So after that, continue to play with great enthusiasm. And we're going to need it this week against Nebraska.
Yeah, and just your quick thoughts on Nebraska?
A well-coached physical football team, a winning football team. They know how to win, and again, we're going to have a challenge. Those guys coming in, they're a big football team, and they're physical, and it's going to be a challenge for our guys. I think our players understand what they're going against, being that they played against Nebraska last year. You know, we understand that it's going to be a tougher challenge than what we had the first week. So, again, why it's so important that we minimize those penalties and turnovers, because you can't have those things against a team like Nebraska. Because as soon as you do those things, it's going to be tough to win.
Great. Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Any additional questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Hey, Willie, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll see you.